It is an issue that I think will get addressed. Probably this session, there will be a solid attempt at getting that through.
And are we talking
medical?
And
we're talking medical. I mean, recreational is a bridge too far, I think, for most folks. And you know, you look at other states, and not necessarily does Kansas just want to be every other state that surrounds it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily want my daughter to grow up in a state where every other shop in the strip mall is a shop that's selling marijuana. And you see that in places like Missouri and Oklahoma, where just hundreds of these stores pop up, and it's on every street corner. So what we're looking at is something a lot more of a Kansas model, something that's not been done in other states. And that would be you would have a list of very specific ailments that can be treated.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that list currently in the legislation being proposed is 12 of them. And then you would have home delivery as the model, instead of having all of these shops pop up everywhere and having the recommendation from the doctor come in from every doctor under the sun. You would have a very limited amount of people that you can go to, a limited amount of ailments that can be treated, and then that home delivery model that prevents anyone from having that direct access. So you would not see the shops popping up everywhere. We would take advantage of, I mean, you almost call it the DoorDash model, right?
So sure.
You're finding just a maybe it's a better way, or at least it's a step to really review how it operates in our state, as opposed to maybe some others that have gone much wider.
Our friend Clark Sanders has brought up the fact that he's come around to the medical marijuana idea to a certain extent. He's not in favor of dispensaries, which I think is kind of what you're talking about there, where they pop up everywhere. But if it were to be available through pharmacies rather than dispensaries, is that a key to this?
I think that's what this is a workaround for, because you know, the federal law hasn't changed, so there's still an issue at the federal level.
And people do tend to forget that.
So your pharmacies aren't necessarily going to take the risk, even though the federal government has decided to abandon enforcement. Does a Walgreens or a CVS decide they're going to go break the law, essentially?
Right, right.
And the answer is no. You're not seeing that in other states where that's happened. So for the time being, as long as we don't have a change at the federal level, we're going to have a problem having that in the
right.
CVS.
So in the Kansas model, I like where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the prescription held before it drives over to Joe's house to give it to him?
Mm-hmm, sure. So there's the idea would be to have a couple of hubs, maybe up to six hubs through the state, and then you'd have specific days in which it is delivered in particular parts of the state. So the model is that you would have six, essentially, you know, white label dispensaries where you couldn't just walk up and get it, but that's where it would be distributed out of.
Yeah. So what happens in your mind? I mean, this is the big what if. Federal government says, all right, we're done. We're going to pass legislation in Congress to legalize it across the country. Does that change the outlook of state legislators, or is it more of a moral issue that we're also facing?
There certainly is the moral issue. There's the addictive properties issue. There's a lot of those things that still float around. But I think primarily the objections that you're finding today that are preventing it from being passed are related to how it is distributed.
Sure.
And what it is distributed for. So when you answer those two questions for most people, you will probably see it pass.